Mercy today!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Talking sports back on the air. It is the ninth of whatever the hell month this is.
This is October.
I'm really surprised to see you today.
Why?
I expected a phone call around 3 or 4 in the morning.
I can't do it.
Saying that you are en route to the emergency room.
My chest plate's caved in.
That my heart has stopped. I have no
yeah,
feelings.
My heart
anything.
Stopped, so I'm calling you first.
Well, I would hope so. Let's let everybody know what happened. So a couple weeks ago, we're doing the Night National Combat Wrestling Boxing MMA show. And it was the day after, it was the week after, the legend known as Sting got hurt in the pay-per-view.
Fact.
I really don't know how it went from talking about Sting who got injured to what happened last night, but I mentioned some guys' names, Sting, Ric Flair, The Big Show, some of the elite of the elites, and I said, yes, it's scripted, yes, it's for fun, but don't tell me that they're not some of the greatest athletes and that those slaps are real.
Fact.
I basically think somehow, some way, you then said, I would take one of those slaps.
Somehow. Well, I didn't just go ahead and say it. It was
No, you did.
It was
No, you did say it.
No,
hold
on.
No, but you did say it.
Let me explain it. It was offered up.
Right, and then you said,
I didn't come out with this as my idea. This was 100% not my idea. I said yes to it.
Right.
But it was not in any way, shape, or form birthed in my brain.
So, like I just said before you rudely interrupted me.
Oh, you rudely interrupted me.
Yes. You said you would take it.
Yes.
Somebody else said something that then enticed you to say, yes.
I would do it.
I would do it. I still think when you said it, I said you were nuts. I still think you're nuts, by the way. And then I said, are you willing to take this slap or the chop from the names that I just said, any professional wrestler or what? And I don't remember breakfast, but I remember basically you saying yes.
I did.
At the exact second that you said that, I sent a message to a friend of mine. His name is Michael Jarvie. Mm-hmm. He used to wrestle for the WWE under the name Titan. This man is so big that when he walked into the studio last night, he had to duck. Correct?
That is a true statement.
7'1" and a half.
7'1", 358 pounds, I think he said.
So let's just get right to it. Yeah. How's your chest feel?
There are still marks. It is still very,
and
very
this
much
happened,
there.
And this happened at 7:20 last
ish.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is 1:04 in the PM on 9 October, and they are still there, very much there. Skin is raised. It is red. And I think Mike Jarvie's fingers will be with me for the rest of my life.
And he did tweet, by the way, this morning that his hand's okay.
Good, good. I was worried about that. Because I wasn't sure. We did take great precaution to make sure he didn't hit his elbow on the door frame either.
The funniest thing, and for anybody listening, and it'll be on the download available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Knockout Radio. The funniest thing, the video is up is what I was saying. The funniest thing is when you were standing basically in the door jam,
yeah.
And Mike went and did a couple practice. He's like, no, you need to move up just a little so that my elbow will hit the wall. It was the funniest thing. And everybody's like, yeah, we're more concerned about your hand than your life.
The good thing is I did not have heart palpitations, so that is a plus.
Could you imagine taking 2, 3, maybe 4 more?
One was enough.
No, but I'm saying, because when you watch wrestling,
it's more than constant.
One.
It's
yeah,
like
I've never seen
one
just
after
one.
Another.
Right, I've never seen just one. I've seen 2. I've seen 3. You know, and then Ric Flair wooing and all that stuff.
Woo!
But you know, major basketballs to you. just saying.
Appreciate it.
Just saying.
Appreciate
all right.
it.
I do have something that I want to get off my chest. I got it off a little bit last night, but obviously not total,
so to speak.
We talk a lot of MMA. We talk a lot of UFC as I do travel to a lot of the fights. Speaking 2 weeks from today, maybe. Well, no, I will be in Ireland. I'm not 100% sure I'll be calling in.
Going to try to.
Because,
right?
Well, hopefully. Because I'm in Ireland.
Right.
So the chance of me calling in Ireland at 6 o'clock, I think it's 5 hours
five
ahead.
Hour difference.
So, yeah, so it would be 6 o'clock. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll be calling in. Because I'm in Ireland. So we'll see. Maybe I'll do it via the phone. You know, because I won't take the equipment and I can just via Skype.
Bat phone.
You know, exactly. So possibly 2 weeks from now, I will call in from Ireland.
Hopefully.
The night show, Thursday night, will be 11 o'clock. Trying to get Big Ben Rothwell on and a bunch of other guys. So that will happen. So we talk a lot of UFC. We talk a lot of rankings. The great Derek Kukulich, who used to be involved in the night show, used to go off all the time on rankings because it is. It's made believe. You know, it's a bunch of knuckleheads, me included, who rank fighters. Mm-hmm. And it's just like anything else. Is this guy better than this guy? And even the pound for pound is even different. But we'll get into the pound for pound, and I have a major, major complaint about the present UFC rankings up on UFC.com. And, yes, before I talked about it last night, I double, triple, quadruple checked that I didn't do this as well because I wanted to make sure. But I would have called myself out on it as well.
You would. And you've done that before.
Absolutely. So we'll get to that in the next segment. Right now, let's welcome back to the program. I dropped the ball last week. Steve Savanu was scheduled for last week. We moved it ahead today because, yes, I am a knucklehead. Let's welcome from Audio Technica, Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
Actually, good, Randy. You know, pound for pound, Audio Technica has the best sound around.
Oh, there's no doubt. And if I was,
I like that line. Very well
if
done.
If I was doing the electronic rankings, you would be the number one pound for pound electronic supplier maker on the planet. And we are going to talk about one of your top items, which I am going to get the honor of trying 2 weeks from now on my flight to Ireland. Let's talk about the ATH ANC 70.
Well, you know, the ATH ANC 70 is one of our quiet point active noise canceling headphones. And the cool thing about it is it's an over-the-ear headphone. It's extremely comfortable. And you can use this headphone in an active noise-canceling mode all by itself without being connected to anything. Or if you want to listen to your music player or your smartphone player that's playing back music, you can do that as well, which makes it a real good choice for traveling. So if you just want to sleep on that overnight flight, you can put these on and they'll cancel out all that annoying airline noise. But if you want to listen to music, you can plug them into your player as well. Great pair of headphones, easy to use, compact, comes in a real nice padded case that keeps these guys nice and snug when you're not wearing them. And it comes with a detachable cable, so if you don't want to listen to music, you can unplug the cable and stow it in the case and not have to worry about it flopping around.
And I know that we've talked about some of the other products, but as you know, a lot of our listeners are sitting back and listening and what's the advantage and disadvantage and whatever. The beauty is, again, if your iPhone or whatever device you're using for music dies, the headphones will not.
Right. The headphones can still be used in a noise-canceling mode without any music coming into them. And there's a lot of people on a long flight that they just want to sleep or whatever, especially going overseas, going over to Europe. You're usually doing a night flight anyway. The other good thing about these is if the battery in the headphones die and you're in the midst of a long flight and you forgot to pack a spare AA battery or AAA battery, you can still use the headphones in a non-active noise-canceling mode. They'll still pass the music, so you can still listen to your music.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
One of the things I think I need to get a pair for is to take these to the gym.
Audiotechnica.com.
There you go.
So just go to the website.
I think Audio-Technica.
Exactly.
Audio-Technica.com. You can buy this right from our shop, Audio-Technica.com. Click on the little shopping cart icon up in the right-hand corner on the product profile page, and you can buy them directly from our shop, AudioTechnica.com, as well as all kinds of retailers. And, you know, if you're in the airport and you forgot your headphones, which people have done, there's a lot of airport audio stores that sell these guys as well. It's a real popular headphone.
Now, you like to talk a lot about the hardware that's in these things. Tell us about what makes the ANC 70 so special.
Well, you know, one of the things is Audio-Technica is known for its transducers, and these have a large aperture 40-millimeter driver and rare earth magnets, so they're going to be a higher-powered magnet structure, which is going to give you impactful bass, but yet good mid-range and nice treble, so it's a nice full-range sound in these. And one of the things we did with this model, not that you're going to be taking phone calls on the plane, is we integrated a mic and volume control in the headphone itself rather than putting it in the cable. Some over-ear headphones will put the mic and volume control in the cable. We felt that putting it in the headphone eliminated one other piece that could go wrong, and the microphone's always at a constant distance when you're wearing the headphones versus the cable flopping around, so it's pretty cool.
Steve, I know that you briefly mentioned it at the beginning, and not this part, but the part about the cushions and what are they called? What's this part called right here?
The earpiece?
The memory foam.
The memory portion. You know, we've talked about the earbuds that I use a great deal, but because this flight is 5, 6, 7 hours long, I thought it would be uncomfortable to have the earbuds in my ear. Talk again about the cushion and the earpiece, you know, of the ANC70 and the beauty of that.
Well, you know, these are over-the-ear headphones, so they're going to seal around your ears, and we use memory foam padding in these earphones. So when you put these guys on, they're not only going to give you the active noise cancellation, but they're going to form a nice, good seal around your ears to help block out noise passively as well. And they're comfortable. I mean, I've worn these on cross-country flights myself, and they feel good. They're not real heavy. They're not bulky. They're comfortable to wear, and they feel good. They're not squeezing your head after a long flight.
I just realized why Alex wants to use a pair of these at the gym when he works out. He's going to use, without music, he can turn the noise cancellation up so all of his screaming fans that follow him in the gym, he won't hear them.
Fact.
Exactly. Well, I think there's a special switch there somewhere that says screaming fans annoyance minimize, but I haven't found that button yet because I don't have that many screaming fans.
Well,
if you need to test it out on somebody, hit me up.
You're the guy for that. Where can people get more information, Steve, and where can people purchase? We will be giving away a pair at 11:59:59 tonight. But for those people that are listening and they want and they need to try this unit, where can they get it?
You can find out more information on our website, which is www.audio-technica.com. Just click on products, active noise canceling headphones, ATH-ANC70. You can buy these online from our shop, AudioTechnica.com. There's a little shopping cart button with a headphone on it. Click on that button. That'll take you right to our online shopping site. Or you can buy these in retailers and web retailers across the country and around the world. And you can buy these if you forget your headphones and you're on your way to the airport. You can buy these in a lot of the big airport stores that sell, you know, cell phone accessories and equipment and headphones and that as well.
And for all those people that are listening, either while they're driving or while they're at the gym working out or whatever, and they didn't have a pen or pencil to write it down, go to our website. There is the Audio-Technica logo and link. It'll take you right there and then follow the rest of the directions. Steve, thank you very much for your time, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Have a great trip to Ireland, and find yourself a leprechaun and a pot of gold.
All I can say is it's work-related. I'm not there to have fun.
All right. Well, have a great trip anyway, and enjoy the headphones on the flight across the pond.
I certainly will. Steve, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio-Technica. At least that's the line that I give my wife. It's all work-related.
It's all work-related. No fun to be had. You know, you can't you better get them on Amazon while you can. There's only one left in stock.
And what are they selling for at Amazon?
Price with free shipping, $171.29.
Get in. I'm telling you now, $11.59.59 tonight, one registration per person. And I'm even going to go out on a limb, and I don't know, you know, technicalities and all that kind of stuff. As long as you have ID, I'm not going to say one registration per household.
Ah, see what you did there.
Okay. So, you know, husband and wife can register as long as there's ID to prove, because you'll have to send a copy of it. And all of that kind of stuff as well. So a lot of cool stuff to get to. Before we hit the break, Larry on the line. I think he wants to talk about LeBron going to – oh, yeah, that's right. He's not going to Boston. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Not too bad.
Doing awesome.
How are you?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the field goal kickers. I know this year, like, three or four have been
fired.
Fired, how you want to use it. I think they still get paid, though. I guess they still get paid.
No, they don't.
They're not.
No, if you get the NFL, most contracts are not guaranteed. So
if you make the team at a certain time of the year, you're on the team, they have to pay you for the whole year.
If
you're on the team a certain time of the year.
I don't believe that's true for each and every football player. Some, you know, is X is guaranteed. That's the whole complaint about the NFL. Baseball is guaranteed. Basketball is guaranteed. The NFL, it's not. And if you're injured, you're not guaranteed. They give you a buyout nowhere near what you would have made the entire year, and then they let you go.
Well, there's some player, they said if you get cut from one team, he goes to like Josh Freeman when he left the Bucks. The Bucks had to pay him. Another team paid him until he got two paychecks and didn't do well at all. So I guess some people get paid twice.
That can only happen one time in your career. And again, only one time in your career, and it can only and it all, again, depends on how long you've been in the league, what kind of contract you have, how much is guaranteed, is anything guaranteed. Sometimes guys will take, instead of that guarantee, they'll take the money up front. So they've been paid that signing bonus per se, and then once they're cut, they're done. But yeah. If you do have that portion of the guaranteed, and if you recall, back when Mark Royals played for the Miami Dolphins, and we used to talk about this for almost a year and a half, he took advantage of that. He got released by the Dolphins, I think it was week three, came home, the Jacksonville punter chopped his leg. You know, they were doing that stupid stuff, bang the log, chop the log, elbow the log, and he took an axe to his leg.
God.
And Jacksonville called Mark, and Mark made all these, which is awesome. Here are football players giving ultimatums. I need this, this, and this. Well, part of it was he took advantage of that, which you can only do one time. So if Freeman's already done it, and he was, you know, had that in his Tampa Bay contract, then he can never do it again. I doubt he'll ever get back in the NFL, even, you know, for that. But he'll never be able to double dip again.
Right. I'm hearing he's playing with a league out there in New Jersey somewhere, a league that's less than the Arena League.
Yep.
He dropped. I mean, it's something that went on inside of him because he was. He was okay, a good football player, I thought. Then things just happened when he got released by the Bucks. He went to Minnesota, the most embarrassing game I ever seen on that Monday night. But then the Dolphins tried him out. He didn't make it. I guess he's playing somewhere else right now. But I was just thinking about these field goal kickers. A lot of them are getting fired. I guess you say some of them don't get. It depends what the contract states. I know they're rookie. They don't get paid then.
Right.
I think they got the contract. They're doing it okay.
Right. And he was a rookie. You know, the Tampa Bay kicker was a rookie. So he would, I would assume, and again, every contract is different, but they traded for him. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that his contract wasn't guaranteed, which means it probably was, because anytime I say something, I'm wrong. But, you know, how about that? You know, they make one rule change and move back extra points and look at the problems that it's been given to so many kickers. A lot of the young kickers, even though Scobie's not a young kicker.
No, he's been around for a little bit, right. And he was having some issues. He was cut.
So back to your initial, you know, kicker question. What is the question?
Yeah, I was wondering about with so many of them being cut, they got to pick up somebody else who didn't make the team, I guess. There's a lot of people
right now.
Just sitting down waiting and hoping that, hey, call me because maybe I'm older and maybe I have to cut my pay now. I'm just thinking that there's still some out there. You're cutting guys like the Scobie guy. He came from Jacksonville.
Right.
Did they trade him? I think they traded him to get him, right? They didn't cut him.
They traded for Brinza. They traded Tim Wright, the tight end.
Yeah, the Bucks. He's talking about Scobie with Jacksonville. I think he got traded as well. I think he did. But, you know, with Connor Barth, I think he made a drastic mistake, which worked to his advantage.
The tweet.
When he put a tweet out that says, I'm available for the right price. And we talked to him in the locker room the other day, Larry. And he said, I was just sitting with my dad having a good time. I hope nobody took it personal. I'm just a funny, funny guy. But I guess it worked out because he's re-signed. I don't know what the deal is, but he's
pretty happy. You were talking to him in the locker room, so it worked.
Yeah. So he is back.
We'll see what happens. I know the NBA about to start, Randy, and you know, I'm dreaming, hoping 2 years from now the Celtics is going to find us a diamond. Hopefully, the guy from the Gators. I'm not a big Gators fan, but hopefully, Lee will do a good job out there with the Celtics. And I know you're not crazy about the Celtics, but we need a big time guy. I don't know who we're going to sign him. Maybe a diamond in the rough somewhere. We'll see what happens.
I'll say this much. I think the Celtics have a chance. Larry Bird is pretty good on the outside. His three-point shooting range is not bad.
He's decent.
You know, Danny Ainge, you know, he's that scrappy little guy. You never know what he's going to do. Or DJ. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's about 20-some years ago. So,
yeah, those days are gone. But it could. We'll be back. I always say that. My brother always bothered me. I'm a big Raiders fan. We're down, and the Celtics are down. But we'll be back one day. And I want to, hopefully in my lifetime, that I'll be able to enjoy it and laugh again with them. I just don't want to let them go.
It's a cycle.
It is a cycle, and you shouldn't let him go. And, Larry, thank you for the call, and that's a beautiful segue because he said that, you know, he's going to stick with them. He's going to stick with them. When we return, Let's talk about the Chicago Cubs and everybody that's stuck with them and some of the weird things that are falling into place, dates and times and Back to the Future and all that kind of stuff. We'll get to that when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Before we get into the Cubs and what's going on and some of these weird things, don't forget tomorrow, October 10th, is the St. Francis Society Animal Rescue Yard Sale. It's going to run from 8:30 to 1. The location is at the Budget Self-Storage Parking Lot, 5628 Gunn Highway. All proceeds to benefit the St. Francis Animal Rescue Medical Fund. They are going to have a lot of everything. You name it, it's all going to be out there, all of it, to benefit the St. Francis Animal Rescue Medical Fund. This is an awesome, awesome society rescue company, and I hope you can go out there and stop by, pick up an item, make a donation, you know, do whatever you can do. Again, that's tomorrow, Budget Self-Storage Parking Lot, 5628 Gunn Highway. All right, so the Cubs played the Pirates.
They did.
Do you know what time the game started?
What time did it start?
Do you know what time?
I do.
What time?
At 7:08.
7:08.
P.M.
What is military time for 1708?
1908.
What's the last time the Cubs won the World Series?
1908. It can't be.
It can't be. There was another one, which I forgot. What was the other one?
Well, when this was first posted, it was...
There was two of them that was like this.
Yeah, it was on October 7th, so it was 2 days ago. And it's been 107 years since they last won the World Series, so 10-7.
Okay, I don't know if that was the other one that I saw, but also
you
Back to the Future 2. If you remember when Michael J. Fox and he had the almanac and
right.
The Cubs won the World Series in 2015.
Yep,
in Back to the Future.
Freaky, man.
How about that?
Freaky.
Joe Madden doing his thing, causing problems. Sean Rodriguez wants to fight him instead.
That's actually why he went up to Chicago.
It was the year
because he knew that it was going to be their year. And he was going to be the one to take them to the promised land. It was destiny.
It was destiny. How about Sean Rodriguez, like I started to say? Instead of fighting Joe Madden, he fought the water cooler.
Took it out on the water cooler.
I'm going to give the water cooler an 8 in taking the abuse, so I'm going to give him the round. I'm going to give the water cooler the round. Because he, you know.
10-9 Gatorade.
Yep. 10-9. I don't know if it was a Gatorade. Was it on the thing, Gatorade?
I think they have Gatorade there.
10-9 water cooler. You know what? Because Sean Rodriguez couldn't finish it in the first round, 10-8 water cooler.
Oh, there's already memes and Gatorade pictures online regarding this. Oh, it was definitely Gatorade. Man, he was pissed.
How about this? This is the first time Cubs, Cardinals, playoffs, they hate each other. There were some
issues.
Of
all the rivalries to have.
Isn't it?
That's a pretty awesome.
This could be the biggest rivalry. I think this is as big.
It's up there.
You know, and I think a lot of times, you know, people don't realize how big that rivalry is. You know about the Yankees, Red Sox. You know about the Angels, Dodgers. And there's something really interesting about your, whatever they're called, Auburn, Kitty Cats, Nickety Cats, mm-hmm. Splitty Cats, and Bama. I don't know if you saw this one, but we'll get to this one in a second. But for the first time, the Cardinals and the Cubs, and there were some things said already, and Joe Madden made a comment that we don't start things, we just finish them. I'm really torn, and I don't root, but I'm torn. If I was to root, I'm torn. I'm not a Cub fan.
No.
But I think after 477 decades, it would be good to see them, you know.
It would be nice. It would be nice.
Is the scapegoat coming?
No. He said no.
He turned down the Pittsburgh game.
He turned it down altogether. He is not going to be making
Steve
an appearance.
Steve Bartman, I believe his name was.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that decision. I mean, not
I
that
I gone.
Yeah, I would have too. Yeah. Definitely, especially if they were.
Is he still a Cub fan? I'm just saying.
Coin flip. I don't know.
See, if he's not a Cub fan, then who cares? Move on with life. But if he continued to be a Cub fan and got blackballed, which between me, you, and the fence post, Moses Alou would not have caught that ball.
No.
He wasn't going to catch it.
I agree.
So,
but it was the fact that there was the guarantee that he wouldn't be able to since Bartman touched it. Again, I agree he wouldn't have, but he didn't have that opportunity.
Ground ball to shortstop. The very next play, he boots it. Bartman had nothing to do with that. He wasn't on the field. He wasn't doing a...
you know how superstitious...
He wasn't doing a John Cena, you can't see me, in front of the shortstop's eyes. No, I understand it's superstitious, and maybe he should have let bygones and let them bring him in. So maybe he would be, instead of the scapegoat, he would be the reason.
They won.
Mm. He came and lifted it. You know, the GOAT can't come back. Harry Carey can't come back. So many of those people can't come back. But, you know, maybe Bartman could have lifted it. All right. Before we hit this break and before I tell you this massive Alabama-Auburn news, I think your buddy, your best friend, your favorite caller, your fan, wants to talk to you about the video. I'm sure that he's seen by now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll be willing to do as well. He needs to step up and do like you did and take one of these. Let's go to the phone lines. Your buddy, your brother in crime, your brother from another mother. What's up, Rib?
Hey, Rib.
No, this is Rob there, Randy.
All right. Sorry about that, Rib. What's going on?
Yeah. I think the Chicago Cubs are going to beat the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay. Thanks for that. We appreciate the call.
Great
perspective there, you know, to say the Cubs are going to pull it out. Molina's hurt. Name that Molina. But he's going to play. I was watching something earlier that said the amount of strikes that he's going to take to his hand, you know, that's injured, including the 9 warm-up pitches. So here's my question for you, a former catcher for Team USA. Do they use a different catcher for the warm-up pitches?
For the warm-up pitches?
Yeah. You know, like if the batter made the, if the catcher made the last out, you have the other guy come out. Right. So if his hand is that injured, every pitch that he's going to take to the hand is going to add, it's going to increase. So do you send out somebody else to do the warm-up catches?
I let Yadi make that decision. I say, hey, it's up to you. If you feel that the warm-up pitches are going to be too much, then we'll go ahead and send somebody out. I have to let him do that because otherwise I don't want to go ahead and send him out there and then it be a problem, but I don't want to go ahead and do it. And for whatever reason, he's not.
It wouldn't help the catcher. The warm-up, and I'm not even sure warm-up pitches help the pitcher, to be honest. I mean, you're a professional pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've sat on the bench. You know, you could just do, you know,
depends on how long
toss.
The inning, the previous half inning goes.
You know, for that matter, if he's that banged up, you just do some soft tosses to third base while your first baseman, you know, does those stupid ground balls to the shortstop and second baseman, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Here, let me throw you a lob ball so you can throw to first base. You've been doing this now for 15 years.
Gotta warm it up.
Why?
Gotta warm it up.
Do you really? Come on. Stupidest thing ever.
Personally, for me, I felt more comfortable when I got a couple throws across the diamond. Personally. I can't speak for everybody, obviously. But I did play shortstop. I did play third sometimes. And I felt more comfortable.
When we return, we are going to talk about, and I hope I can find his Marlon Davidson. Okay. I want to let you know what this knucklehead just did.
Okay.
This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location, opening soon, to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Could he be the next manager of your Washington Nationals, Cal Ripken Jr.?
It would be interesting to see that. I would like to see that. Obviously, he's familiar with the area.
Is that a good move for a national landmark, a national treasure? Anytime you're a head coach, you're a manager, you're eventually going to be fired. And yeah. Unless you're that one in a million.
Unless
I'm
you're
sure
Bobby
that,
Cox.
You know, there's a couple that have. And I believe Bobby Cox got pushed out.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, they were struggling. They hadn't been the Atlanta Braves of
old. The 90s.
And so, yeah, they kind of pushed him out. You think Bobby Bowden quit? No, Bobby Bowden got pushed out. You know, so
yeah,
yes,
okay.
You know, so
gotcha.
Almost every single manager, coach, whatever, is going to get pushed out. All right, we are so far behind. We have
we
a
really
list
are.
Of things to talk about. Before I talk to you a little bit about Marlon Davidson, read the tweet that I guess Rocky Rodriguez tweeted.
So at the top part of it, there was a Bible scripture piece, and then followed that up with, "I want to apologize for allowing my emotions to control my actions in a negative manner."
This is Sean Rodriguez from the other night, Pittsburgh versus the Cubs.
"I also spoke to the cooler, apologized personally, and he's forgiven me as Christ forgives all."
That's awesome. As much as I thought he was a knucklehead and a clown and all that.
That's pretty good.
To say that, you know, instead of just coming out the can, you know, "I apologize," for him to say that he apologized to the water cooler, I accept his apology.
So does that...
And you know what I say about apologies.
Don't do it.
I don't take
ever.
Them. I don't accept them. Apologies to me are useless.
Not accepted.
All right. So let me tell you a little bit about the 5-star defensive lineman, Marlon Davidson.
Who's Marlon Davidson?
He is committed to Auburn.
Okay.
Okay. So, you should be pretty happy. His brother...
Well, I don't know.
...either plays for Auburn or he's a coach for Auburn. I've read two different things. But I'd like to show you how he was photographed recently. And explain
Shut
it.
Shut up.
And explain what he's wearing.
Why in the
This
heck?
Is a verbal... He is verbally committed to Auburn. Like we talked about with the Chicago
Not
Cubs.
Not anymore.
No, he is. He is. He is wearing... What is he wearing?
He is wearing a crimson Alabama Nike... looks like a windbreaker type deal with the gigantic... Alabama A. He's wearing Bama shorts as well. They're black with a crimson trim and the Alabama A on him, with a young female next to him, possibly a girlfriend, possibly a relative.
Or an Alabama recruiter. I'm just saying, we don't know. I'm not saying that to be nasty. I mean, it could be anybody, but it would be funny if it was an Alabama recruiter.
You know what? What's interesting is the tweet before, he's talking about an Under Armour presentation, and he's wearing all Nike. Yeah.
So his comment, he is still committed to Auburn.
Okay.
And I guess his response is, "I'm 75% committed to Auburn."
So I guess there's always a chance.
Well, there's always a chance.
Was he in Tuscaloosa for that picture?
I don't know.
Because you can.
No, he's at his high school, at Greenville High School. It says Auburn commit Mr. or Marlon Davidson 7 today at Greenville High School. Roll Tide. Now, this wasn't his tweet. This was an Alabama person's tweet, you know, because it's the logo of the Alabama, the elephant, the breast cancer ribbon. But so he's 75. He's committed. Now he's 75% committed, and he's wearing Auburn attire.
Alabama attire.
Alabama attire.
Yeah, you said Auburn.
Ah, well, you know, I'm thinking ahead.
I mean, if he's not signed, then he can wear whatever he wants then.
But why commit?
Technically.
No, technically he can.
Yeah.
And
so I'm okay with it.
Even not technically. He's signed now at Auburn. Why can't he wear what he wants?
Is he signed? I thought you said he was.
I'm saying
verbally.
If he's signed. No, he's only verbal right now. And I want to be careful because I want to make sure that my credentials in Dublin are there.
Sure.
But there is a particular person heavily involved in the mixed martial arts world whose company is sponsored by Reebok. Mm-hmm. Yet he has been photographed numerous times in Nike. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Now, a lot of times, if you have a deal with Coke, you can't ever be seen with Pepsi.
Right, right.
Doesn't mean you don't drink Pepsi. You shouldn't.
Just can't be seen
just can't
or
be
photographed.
Seen with it. Right, no, exactly.
Interesting situation, certainly.
Last night, NHL history was made.
Yes.
And
'twas right here in the Tampa Bay area. Tampa.
Even though it's crazy, I was watching it, and the only reason why I was watching it, we just got home from doing Knockout Radio, was they kept pushing, we're 6 minutes away from 3-on-3 hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And the new rule in the NHL is when you go to overtime, the least amount of skaters you can have on the ice is 3. You start 3-on-3, and then if there's a penalty, it goes to 4-on-3.
They add to it.
They add to it because you'll never be 3-on-2.
Right.
Which makes sense. I mean, 3-on-2, the game's basically over, even though it was basically over last night. And I know there's been a lot of mixed emotions on it. I liked it. It was crazy. It was, in the words of a lot of people Charles Manson. It was Helter Skelter. It was stuff all over the place.
There was the penalty shot in OT.
It was a penalty
there
shot.
There was.
And Bishop stopped not one, but two.
Yeah, there was one in the
Where
first
was this guy
too.
Last year in the Stanley Cup Finals?
No kidding, right?
Now, I know he was hurt and all, and that's why he wasn't there, but he was unbelievable last night. And shot on, the Lightning win. The Lightning now will be a trivia answer as to what team won the very first 3-on-3 overtime. It was your Tampa Bay Lightning, so that was very, very cool. All right, before we hit this break, and I know it's coming up in the next couple minutes, we talk a lot on Thursday night and a little bit on this show about mixed martial arts. We talk a little bit even less about the rankings on UFC.com. And I am, and I think it's fun to do, I am one of the national media that gets to put my two cents in. So they have every division, top 15. I think it should be top 10 like it originally was, but they added five more on. And then they now do, or they've always done, pound for pound, 15. I think anybody who has Johnny Hendricks in the top 15 pound for pound should lose their rights to put your rankings in. Johnny Hendricks missed weight, basically, because of his weight drop. He got to go to the hospital, has kidney stones, could or may not be. I'm not a doctor, related to how he drops weight. He's a wrestler. These guys wait until the last 22 minutes. We had Johnny Hendricks on the night show one time on a Wednesday night. He was 22 pounds over. And weigh-ins were 2 days later.
What was that when he was fighting Lawler for the vacant belt?
I don't think so. I think this was in Canada or something. Yeah, I think it was before that. And he made weight. Mm-hmm. And I went to the event and I talked to him and he goes, see, I told you I'd be fine. Well, he missed. I think they should push him up to middleweight. I think it's ridiculous.
There's been some talk.
Tyrone Woodley has been leapfrogged him, as by me as well. Here's my problem. So people have put Johnny Hendricks for what he has done in the past. Not because he missed weight and wasn't able to fight last Saturday in Houston. They have him ranked 15 pound for pound.
Correct.
And I'm not going to argue that he's the 15th pound for pound in this make-believe whatever. My problem is people have him ranked third now or fourth where he was one. If you're going to rank Johnny Hendricks 15, don't you have to rank the people ranked above him as well? How can he be ranked 15 pound for pound but three in the welterweight division?
I know what you're saying. However, comma, just in this is what this is me trying to justify it. This is not necessarily me taking the other side. I'll throw that caveat out there. Possibly they feel while his recent issues would push him down within the welterweight division itself, his capabilities actually put him in the pound-for-pound list. Much like Anderson Silva was still in the pound-for-pound list even after both of his losses to Chris Weidman.
Then why lower him in the welterweight rankings? It's all about where you have him ranked.
True,
and
yes,
I know that I have struggled numerous times when a fighter, or even when we make believe and play around on the Friday show of a football team. If a football team loses to a team that they shouldn't, how far down do you lower them and so forth? There's been times when a fighter has lost a fight and I haven't lowered them. Gustafson just put on a great performance. I believe I do have him below Anthony Johnson because Anthony Johnson beat him.
Correct.
But
yeah.
If a guy loses a fight and he's ranked one, the number one contender, and the number two contender he's already beat, sometimes I don't lower him if it was a great fight. If he gets knocked out quickly, whatever, it's different. In this case, I just don't understand how he can be ranked three in welterweights, which you are saying, if you ranked him three, that there's two fighters that you believe are better fighters than him.
Well, four, because the champion
Well, the champion, yeah, but the champion's automatic. So, yeah, so three or four or whatever. And to me, it is just absolutely mind-boggling. It bothers me. It drives me absolutely bonkers. With that said, we're going to hit a break, but when we come back, I'm going to stay the course. I'm not jumping off the train.
Stay it.
And we're going to talk about it when we return. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and, of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Toby Hoff, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I saw Toby Hall, matter of fact, last Friday at the Rays-Toronto game. How about David Price and the Blue Jays last night?
Or yeah. Was
disappointing.
Yeah, was hoping for them to pull it out. I mean, man, we were watching the game, getting ready for last night's show. We see Joey Bats just launch a missile, and then Encarnacion steps up next pitch, another missile that was just foul. I think that would have tied up the game and how that swings the momentum. And they almost pulled it out. But
it's just a shame because it was, I think, first and second and then first and third when Joey Bats, Batista comes up and Carcione comes up. They would have had those big hits then.
Right.
You know, but everything
timing is everything.
Timing is absolutely
it's all in the execution.
All right, where do you want to go? Do you want to go my bitch about Ronda Rousey? Do you want to talk about the deal with DraftKings? I think they're the one that have some issues and under investigation, I believe, allegedly, or the Buccaneers.
I'll say the Buccaneers. So you'll probably go with Ronda.
No, I'll go with the Bucs.
Okay.
We've got about just under 7 minutes, so we need to get to all three.
Time.
I am going to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again for the fifth consecutive week.
Homer.
I'm not a homer. But if they don't win this game.
Don't call me a homer.
If they don't win this game against Jacksonville, then I won't be picking them much more. I've honestly believed that they were going to win every game that they've played up till now.
And I honestly am going to pick them for the first time this year by a safety.
By field goal.
2-0?
No, we can't kick field goals. We're going for a safety.
Well, Connor's here now. Yeah, Connor's here.
We're all jinxed. Forget it.
For the record, Connor, for his career, is 85.3%, and he's perfect on extra point tries, 149 for 149.
I think Gramatica put some mojo on that field.
See, I thought it would have been great. Martin was there last Sunday. Why at halftime? Why at the end of the third when Martin's up in all-stop suite, you throw a jersey on him and you let him kick in the fourth? I think he would have done fine.
He's the opposite of a big man that's hard to miss. He's a tiny little guy that's hard to miss. I mean, you think some infant ran out on the field and is going to line up against a football, or Lucy's holding it for Charlie Brown.
What you're saying is I should go ahead and sign up. Send in my resume.
Yeah, maybe.
I kicked for my flag football team when I was in the military. Kicked for one season in high school. I think I'm qualified.
It's funny, as we were tailgating last week or at the end of the game, and we said that next week if we lose, what do you want to talk about? And then we all said draft choices.
Yeah. Oh, rough.
No, I mean,
man.
I'm almost all right with that. Again, you have to be Jacksonville. And now there's talk that Jacksonville and the ownership wants to be in the running to move to L.A. Not that I blame them.
They were talking about London. That was the new owner who came in.
Some team's going to go to London.
You think so?
Some team definitely
will. What are your thoughts, just real very quickly, about the Bucks possibly trying to give away a home game?
Not trying. They've applied for it.
Well, they need to get it first. They're trying to have that go to London and then to bring Manchester United to play a home game.
Awful.
What?
Awful. I'm against it.
What?
Well, you're happy for it for two reasons. One?
I think three reasons.
The two important reasons are the following. You don't go to a Bucks game. You don't spend money on the Bucks. You could care less about the Bucks.
Okay.
And you're a soccer fan.
Five reasons.
Okay.
So I'm saying, I got one more for you.
What?
I think more people show up for a Manchester United game.
But you won't make the same kind of money back.
Oh, what?
You won't.
How do you say that?
From losing two games?
Oh, two games.
You're going to lose two games now.
I don't know about two games.
Well, no, if they're going to get that approved, then they're going to do both games in Europe.
I think they fill up Ray J, though.
Okay, so you're going to add
one,
another.
I don't know if that makes.
So
if that evens
and that's
out.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So if there's 35,000 people, 40,000 people, I don't know how many go when it's not a sellout. So if you sell it out at 72 and you give up 240,000 games,
yeah,
then you're losing money.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's right
thing
to do
that might
to
be.
Your Buccaneer fans.
Right.
You know, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the football team. People come out and supported them when they're
sure.
good, when they're bad. I'm against it. It's awful. I can't stand it. I hope it doesn't happen. I'll do whatever I can, the little bit I can. But Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Ronda Rousey has now called out Justin Bieber.
She has.
She continues to call out people that can't fight back.
Okay.
Because Justin Bieber's not going to, you know, fight her. Floyd Mayweather's not going to fight her. So she is mad at Justin Bieber. They're at the film festival. The Cannes Film Festival.
In France.
And Rhonda's little sister's like, oh, my God, there's Justin Bieber. I'm a believer. I'm blah, 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 blah. You think I can go over and get a picture or an autograph? And Rhonda says yes. Well, who is anybody to say, hey, can I go get a picture from Warren Sapp? Let Warren Sapp answer. Let whoever.
David Beckham.
Let Beckham decide. Let Carlton Fisk decide. Let Justin Bieber decide. So now you've set up your sister for failure. She now walks over, and I believe Rhonda went to say something to Justin Bieber, and at first he ignored her, and then he said, I've already done $5 billion. $5 billion. And refused. He's not a J.A. because he turned her down. Who is Ronda Rousey? Who is a fan? Who is anybody else to go up and ask somebody for something? It'd be very nice of them to do it, but you're asking somebody for something. He's not there in a paying situation, sitting at a table signing autographs.
Right.
And I'm setting myself up to get in trouble, but I'm going to assume that there has been at least one time that Ronda Rousey has turned down a picture or a photo or an autograph request.
Sure. Yeah.
So don't be a hypocrite.
I know she's turned down an interview request, but as well.
Right, because to you.
Yep.
So there you go. So she turned you down.
Right.
So she turned you down, but it's not okay for Justin Bieber to turn her down. Not
it,
right.
It's certainly his prerogative to say yes or no.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And like I said, it doesn't make, and why does she feel she's special? When he's turned down other people. When you've turned down other people. It just bothers me. It bothers me to no end. In closing, mad basketball, bowling ball, baseball to you last night, taking the karate chop, the slap by Michael Jarvie. You can see it on YouTube, on our website. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
Have a great weekend. Bucks will win on Sunday.